Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, I'm joined by Courtney Cox from Carbon Events and Recreation. Courtney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come chat with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden. I appreciate you having me.
And you know, it's crazy to think we're 1 week away from the Carbon County Fair. It feels like we've been talking about it, building up, slowly building up. But now it's actually almost here. And it's been such an exciting process for everyone involved. I mean, just seeing all these events come together, the addition of the Black Diamond Rodeo, it really is going to be a spectacle this year. I think that's the best word to describe. It's going to be a spectacle.
That is a very good word to describe it. I don't know if you've seen our banners, but it says two events, one unforgettable weekend. And that is, it couldn't be any closer to the truth than that.
You know, it's going to be a weekend you don't want to miss in the Castle Country. And we've gotten pretty in-depth in our conversations about what events are going to be happening, you know, different groups that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. But I think for this one leading up to, I think we take a look behind the scenes, a peek behind that curtain, so to say, and see and talk about the process of planning an event like this, because this is something that doesn't happen overnight.
This
is something that about the week after the fair from last year ends, you're already looking ahead to this year. So let's start from the beginning of planning this year's rendition. What's that process look like for you guys over at Circuit?
So you're exactly right. We usually meet about a week or two after the fair and kind of do a debriefing. What went well? What didn't? What could we add to the next year? What do we not want to include in the next year that was, you know, not a great experience this year? So there's a lot of it. We talk about what, I guess we kind of use what we want to incorporate in the next year to drive our theme. So that's another thing, establishing the theme so we can get the logos going so that, you know, we can start reaching out to our usual attendees like, you know, Autumn with Party Express. But from day one, Autumn has been part of our fair committee and she's the one who coordinates the Driven by a Cause car show. She's done that every year. We have Kirk MacArthur in the Animal Barn. We have Joe Varner in Open Class exhibits and so many more. It's not just those that I just named. There's more that make up this fair committee that we couldn't do this without them. I mean, this can't be a one-man show. This can't even be a three-man show. This is a very big undertaking. And then with the addition of the rodeo on top of that, we've had to dedicate a whole committee just to that. We thought we would be able to incorporate it as part of the fair, but we realized really early on that while it is part of the fair, we needed to dedicate planning and logistics just to the rodeo. Aiden, I had no idea coming into this how much work was involved in bringing in a PRCA rodeo and making sure that it's not only, you know, a good rodeo, but it's a great rodeo, and this is going to be incredible.
Yeah, because this is something you want the people of Carbon County and beyond to want to come back to. You want to see this become a continual event. So you want to make it not just a good rodeo, like you said, you want to make this an absolute spectacular rodeo. And you guys, based on everything we've talked about so far, it's looking to shape up that way. Something that I've kind of been curious about personally, we talk about sponsors a lot, and we'll give them a shout-out again at the end of this conversation, but what's it like going out there, gathering these different sponsors? What's that look like from your planning perspective?
So in years past, when it came to the county fair, we would send out letters to potential sponsors and ask them for their support. This year, we were a lot more personal with contact. And so our committees actually went out in person and spoke with some of the companies that are our sponsors this year. So I would say that's kind of what it looks like, is just going out and making that personal contact and utilizing those personal relationships that we've already got to be able to bring in that additional support for these events.
Yeah, I love seeing these sponsorships, especially when they have these personal connections, like you just mentioned. I mean, seeing the community gather together to help support events like these, it really is what makes our area so special. You don't really see that in some of these bigger areas, but it feels like everything's kind of interconnected here, and it leads to that greater sense of community. Now, looking at the planning this year, we talked about the challenge that planning a rodeo brings along with it, but looking from the fair perspective, were there any unique challenges you guys had to face over the course of planning this year's rendition of the fair?
Yeah, there definitely are. Like, take the Battle of the Bands, for instance. You know, it's not easy to just throw out signups and have people come in. We actually sometimes have to recruit those people to jump on board and be involved in those things. you know, we have really grandiose ideas for how we want things to turn out. For example, this year we're adding in some old-fashioned games, which I'm very much excited about. You know, husband and wife calling, hot dog eating, pie eating, kind of those traditional things, you know, from years past. We're hoping that the coal shoveling competition is going to be a good turnout. But, you know, we're realizing even still that that's a very big undertaking in and of itself. So as we go through the process, we have a lot of plans, and sometimes those plans shift based on capability, manpower, volunteers. I mean, truly, whether or not we can actually just make it work.
Let's talk a little bit more about those old-fashioned contests. Those are coming up on the 7th, that Saturday of it. There are so many that are really interesting to me. The one that really stands out is husband and wife calling. Right? When I first saw that, I was curious. I looked it up online, and I was not disappointed.
No. And I hope we get enough people participating that the audience isn't going to be disappointed either. And if you've never seen husband and wife calling, it is somebody getting up on stage and making the most ridiculous noises and yodeling and hollering, and it's just funny. It's just funny. I think it's going to be a great time. We have musical chairs that we're going to bring in. We have the pie eating contest, like I said, the hot dog eating contest. We're going to do a cutest baby contest. And we have some help from Carbon County, Miss Carbon County royalty that are going to come and help us with that. And then we have a few photo contests. And so you can jump on carbonutahfair.com and you can go to the old fashioned games link and you can submit photos for the cutest pet, the ugliest pet, and the parent-child look-alike contest. You can also submit those photos physically to the recreation office, and people will vote on those, and that will help us determine the winner.
Yeah, it's going to be such an exciting event. I'm excited for these old-fashioned games. That's what really stands out to me, because this is a chance for people to get out and participate in the fair a little more firsthand.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great time. Now, of course, we always like to talk about the sponsors, the people that make the events like this possible. So who are we going to give a shout-out to today?
Well, first of all, I have to get a shout-out to you guys, KARB Kickin' Country. You guys have always been such a big supporter of our fair and this year our rodeo. And I think what many people may not know is that you guys have a production side called Pat's Media Production. You guys are going to be doing all of our production for the Black Diamond Rodeo. So one of the things that I'm very excited about is that we have a jumbo screen coming out. It's 20 feet wide by 12 feet tall, and everything that you see on it is going to be courtesy of Pat's Media Production. So huge shout out there. USU Eastern, R Plus Energies, Intermountain Electronics, the Auto Farm Group, Wolverine Fuels, Big Four Services. They are actually the ones who built and are bringing the cage for us, the cage experience that people have heard so much about. Carbon Corridor, Castleview Hospital, IGotPoop.com, and Market Express, just to name a few, but there's several more. And really, we couldn't do this without our sponsors. They've been incredible. And really, like I said, we couldn't do this without them.
Now, it goes back to that interconnectedness that this community has, everyone working together to help put on something so great for the area. And it's exciting to see that it's almost here. Now, Courtney, before we let you go put the final touches on this year's fair, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Don't miss it. We're starting Thursday evening at 6 o'clock with opening ceremonies at the Carbon County Fairgrounds in Thelma's Park. We're going to have a kickoff concert as we usually do. It is free to attend, and that is Natural Causes. They're a big community favorite, so we're excited to be able to bring them in. And then from there, Friday and Saturday, they are just packed with different events and exhibits, and you're not going to want to miss this. This is going to be an incredible weekend. I'm excited, and I'm planning it, and I can't wait to attend it.
It's going to be an absolute great time. Courtney, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Courtney Cox with Carbon Events and Recreation, and we were talking about the Carbon County Fair, Coal Dust, and Cowboy Boots. Just 1 week away, coming up on June 5th, 6th, and 7th, the Black Diamond Rodeo on the 6th and 7th. It's an event you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.